May I speak in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I just wanted to give you some background on the Apostle Paul, because as you know, as you've gathered, today we celebrate James the Apostle, his feast day being yesterday, the 25th of July. James was also known as James the Greater, to distinguish him from James the Lesser, which doesn't mean he was considered to be more important, just that he was older. James is the patron saint of Spain and of pilgrims. His remains, discovered in the 9th century, are kept in a shrine at Santiago de Compostela, which is the destination of the traditional Christian pilgrimage known as the Way of St. James, one of the most popular Christian pilgrimages in the world. Whilst researching for this sermon, I discovered lots of things I didn't know about James. Not only were James and John brothers and sons of Zebedee and Salome, but they were also thought to be first cousins of Jesus. Early Christian scholars have suggested that Salome was the sister of Mary, the mother of Jesus. So, quite a family tree. And the first we read of James is when Jesus sees James and John mending nets with their father Zebedee. And Jesus called them, and we all know the story. They left everything to follow him. James, John, and Peter were considered to be special friends of Jesus, the three disciples forming an inner circle. All three were being present at Jesus' most intimate and profound moments. They were there as Jesus raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. They were there at the Transfiguration and as Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. Now, another side of James I didn't know was that apparently both James and John had fiery tempers, and they were considered to be brash. And Jesus is said to have called them brothers of thunder. Some commentators have speculated that this bad temper may have contributed to James being beheaded in Jerusalem in AD 44. Although in the Acts of the Apostles, we read that James died by the sword. But either way, he suffered a very violent death. Now, James had a wandering ministry. He covered several countries and great distances as he spread the gospel. He went from Israel over the Roman Empire through the Iberian Peninsula into Spain and the Holy Land. And as we know, he was the first of the faithful apostles to die and drink the cup of Christ. Now, we heard in the gospel how Salome was obviously a mother who desired prominence for her sons, as she requested of Jesus that in heaven each of the brothers should sit on his right and his left. Jesus, as we heard, asked the brothers, "Can you drink the cup I am going to drink?" To which they replied, "We can." And Jesus responded, "You will indeed drink from my cup." Now, it's not surprising, but this angered the other disciples. But Jesus used this as an opportunity to teach about great goodness and the serving of others, reminding them that they too were called to be servants and slaves, teaching, just as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. Whoever wants to be great among you must become servant of all. And whoever wants to be first must be slave. Now, we don't actually know if it was Salome, James, or John who made the request of Jesus. As in Mark's gospel, it tells us. It was one of the brothers who actually asked this of Jesus. But for us today, who actually asked Jesus is no longer the point. What really matters to us is that we each learn that it is wrong for us to desire power and prestige, that we are none of us better or more worthy than another. As disciples of Jesus, it is important that we each recognize our own failings and weaknesses, that we each show humility, kindness, and love, that we each follow our Lord's example by not expecting to be served, but to serve. And just as in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus, trusting in his Father's infinite strength and goodness, turned in prayer to his Father, we too should always turn to the Father in prayer. Now today, as a Christian community, James still has much to teach us. As Christians, we are all called to follow Christ. And whilst we may not share the same cup as Jesus, the life and death of James reminds us that in some areas of the world, Christian discipleship, the reaching out and preaching the gospel, can still bring hostility and danger and may even result in violence. Even today, in this country, as Christians, we may witness or indeed experience opposition or negative reactions when our faith is revealed. Yet, we must remain strong in our faith, continue to share the gospel, and teach that we are all equal in God's eyes. So as we study the life of James, we clearly see that as he grew in faith, he transformed from an ambitious son of thunder into a selfless martyr whose desire for power became a dedication to spreading the good news. Today in our churches, as disciples of Christ, as we love and serve others, we remember the humble service of Jesus each Maundy Thursday as we reenact the washing of the disciples' feet. As we journey through life and we each learn to see that our weaknesses are not failures but a source of strength, bringing with it the gifts of humility, strength and compassion. Each day as we pray to know God's presence with us, as we love and support others through dark periods, as we strive to humbly walk in the light and love of Christ, as we each show our commitment to God, we pray that our families and friends and colleagues realize that our faith gives us a freedom that others lack, that they too can rely on God's strength and goodness. God's love teaches that we must share that same love with others. This does not mean loving only our friends and family, but God calls us to love everyone we meet. That may be a stranger at the bus stop, or someone lying intoxicated in a shop doorway. But whoever they are, and whatever the situation, we must not look away, walk past, or pretend we haven't seen. Jesus didn't walk away. He didn't shun the lepers. He touched and healed them. Now, whilst we cannot heal sickness, we can all show love, kindness, and care. And just as James journeyed through many countries, and just as pilgrims travel each year to Santiago Compostela, we are also on a journey. a journey of faith. Like James, we each have the freedom to choose to love Jesus. We all know the parable of the mustard seed, and each of us can be a sower. As we sow the seeds of faith, as we journey through each day and through each year. Now today, as we reflect on the life of James, let us commit ourselves to work each day to follow our Lord's example by serving our communities and our church, always remembering that Jesus came to serve, not to be served. And may each of our lives reflect his love, his life, and his words. Amen.